you have to come to terms at some point in your life with what are you going to do with the gift of Jesus. Jesus is God's gift to you. Jesus is God's gift to me. I can tell you in my life that Jesus has radically transformed and changed me. I wasn't worthy. He chose to love me anyway.
Stay-gute. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Over 2,000 years ago, God did something so amazing that we continue to remember and celebrate it even today. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift ever given, and He was given so that we could be with God forever. Join us for this special Christmas edition of The Storyteller.
Hi, my name is Mark Custolo. I am Mattapani and Chickahominy Eastern Band from Virginia. I want you to think of a time, the last time you were in awe or speechless at a gift or a moment. The Bible says Jesus is the indescribable gift that God gave to you and me, to all of humanity. God gives good gifts. God is our creator. He created the heavens and the earth. He created the animals, the birds, the fish, everything that's in creation, and He called it good. Then He created mankind, placed Adam and Eve in the garden, and He said it was very good. God always creates beautiful things and gives beautiful and good gifts. Oh, like Satan always does, he comes in and destroys what God created good, and he perverts it and changes it into something it was never intended to be. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. As you recall the creation story, Adam and Eve took of the forbidden fruit, and God disciplined them. Sin entered the world, and thus death, and the penalty for sin. And when God kicked them out of the Garden of Eden, he made them a promise. And the promise was this: I will send a Redeemer to provide a way back of reconciliation. And humanity waited for thousands of years looking for the promised Redeemer that God said would come. And finally, it came. It was announced first to a young girl, Mary, who was told by an angel that she would conceive the Messiah, that she would have in her womb and carry to term the God-man Jesus, and that he would be Emmanuel, God with us. You know the Christmas story. Let's look in God's Word together at the events that surround the greatest gift of all. We start in Luke chapter 2, verse 1. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the whole empire. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, since he was from the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to him in marriage and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her child to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds residing in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Just then, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After they had seen the child, they spread the message they had received about him. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, which was just as the angel had told them. Let's continue now from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, asking, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and learned from them the exact time the star had appeared. And sending them to Bethlehem, he said, Go and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great delight. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. That was an indescribable gift. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. That was all in keeping with what God had promised in that original promise and was foretold by the prophets. It didn't happen, however, how they anticipated. They anticipated the arrival of a king with pomp and circumstance. But Jesus was born in humble circumstances. Oh, but the angels were in attendance. They announced first in the clouds to a group of shepherds out in the fields, watching over their flocks by night. And the angels appeared and said, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all men. And they announced to these humble shepherds out in the fields at night that the one that God promised would be the Redeemer had in fact come. That he was born that night, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger. And these shepherds were able to hear that message that was delivered by the angelic beings and delivered in just an awe-inspiring fashion as they heard and they saw the angels singing glory and praise to God. And then they went away. And the shepherds looked at each other and said, We've got to go see this indescribable gift. The Bible says, as the Christmas story continues, that actually about 2 years later, there were some magi, and they saw the stars in the sky, and they saw a new star, and they had read the prophecies about the birth of a king, and they said, This is the sign, and they made their way to Jesus. When they came, unlike the shepherds who were poor out in the field, These men traveled from afar at great risk and with great riches and brought those gifts to lay before Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And they recognized him as God's Redeemer that he had promised to send. He was the indescribable gift. When God created Adam and Eve, they used to walk with God in the garden. And they would walk and they would talk and visit with him face to face. But when they ate of the forbidden fruit, their relationship with God was severed by sin. But now, God had provided a way back, a way of reconciliation. And that reconciliation means was Jesus, the perfect God-man who gave his life for us on the cross. To take the penalty for my sins and your sins and the sins of humanity, so there was nothing that would divide us from that relationship with God. Jesus, God with us, was the indescribable gift. It was a gift that we didn't earn. It was a gift that we didn't deserve. But it's a gift that we all have to come to terms with. You have to come to terms at some point in your life with what are you going to do with the gift of Jesus? Jesus is God's gift to you. Jesus is God's gift to me. I can tell you in my life that Jesus has radically transformed and changed me. I wasn't worthy. He chose to love me anyway. And he made possible through Jesus this indescribable gift for me to be reunited with the God who created me and the God who created you. And now I sleep well at night with peace in my heart. Because I have confidence that I am a child of God. I don't fear death. I live life to the full according to my understanding of God's calling in my life. And I will live with him forever in the home that he's gone to prepare for me. That home can be yours as well if you will just receive the gift that God has given you. That's what Christmas is really all about. It's celebrating the fact that God gave the most perfect gift in himself, his son, Jesus Christ. This was the moment in all of human history that changed everything. This was the moment that made possible us being reunited with the God who created us and making everything right again. It's the moment that made possible the great exchange when God would take all of our sin upon himself and give us back in return his righteousness so that we could be acceptable to the Father. That's what this perfect gift accomplished. So in this Christmas season, I find myself exceptionally grateful for God's indescribable gift. It's the gift that's found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, friend, I pray that this will be the Christmas that you finally accept this indescribable gift that God has given for the salvation of your soul. Will you accept Jesus today?
Want to know more? Visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.